I'd like to reflect with you on a single word from today's gospel. It's an all-important word, shalom, peace. I say the Hebrew shalom because, as used and understood by Jesus and by any religious Jew, shalom conveys a fullness of meaning. It refers to fullness and wholeness of life, to a sense of completeness in life that brings a feeling of God shining his own face upon you. Shalom comes, it happens, in the presence of God. Living in God's presence, as Jesus lived in God's presence, that brings shalom, fullness of life. I remember as a student studying Hebrew in Jerusalem, shalom was one of the first words a student needed to learn because it was how you greet people, shalom. It's also the first word the risen Lord Jesus speaks to his frightened disciples, shalom. And that tells us something essential about shalom. It comes as given by another, as gift. Shalom can only be given. It can't be made to happen. Fullness of life, living in God's presence, can only come as gift. It's here that I want to recall a pivotal moment in the life of Ignatius Loyola. The scene is a little town in Spain by name Manresa. It's here that Ignatius spent almost a year devoting himself to prayer and penance. The question obsessing him, how shall I come to God? His penances during this time were severe. His fasting almost killed him and permanently affected his health. His prayer regimen was intense, with hour upon hour spent in meditation. And yet there was no peace. Rather, there was only upset, disappointment and anger with himself, and depression. It was during this time that Ignatius was tempted to suicide. It's at this desperate point that Ignatius records in his diary that he experienced deep enlightenment, an enlightenment that transformed him. His quest had been, how shall I come to God? What must I do to come to God? And the enlightenment changed his question. It became, how is God coming to me? What is God doing to come to me? In asking that question, God ceased being the prize of a feverish quest, the ever elusive goal. Rather, God became real. God's presence became real presence. It became real for Ignatius when he allowed it to be given, allowed it to be God's grace and not his own accomplishment. And so in this way, shalom, peace, came to Ignatius. Let us learn from Ignatius this way to peace, even in these stressful, anxious times. Let us learn to ask ourselves, how is God giving himself to me? How is God making himself present, graciously present to me this day? Let us find God today. Shalom.